Boston City Councilor Andrea Campbell is running for mayor. She announced her candidacy in the 2021 race this morning. Campbell was first elected to the council in 2015. She represents the 4th District, which includes Dorchester, Mattapan, and parts of Roslindale and Jamaica Plain. And Councilor Campbell joins us now on Morning Edition. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So let's start with a basic question. Tell us why you've decided to run for mayor.
I think we are in a profound moment of reckoning in our country, in our city, and people are rising up and demanding change. And I think Boston needs leadership that not only understands the systemic inequities that are facing residents, but also has lived them. And so I'm running for mayor to be that leader, to bring our city together, to confront our own painful history of racism and division, to eradicate inequities, and of course, make Boston a city that works for everyone.
Well, be more specific, as you have been active on issues of race and inequities. How would you address those issues as mayor?
I would continue to focus on the issues that matter, right? Closing gaps in our education system, focusing on criminal justice reform, focusing on programs that serve our young people, of course, our housing crisis, and last but certainly not least, the pandemic, which has sadly and disproportionately affected communities of color. And I would do all of this through a racial equity lens, which I think is critically important.
Tell us how you differ from how Mayor Walsh has handled the issues of police and racial bias.
Well, one, I do want to say I know the mayor cares deeply about the city, just like I do. We both love the city of Boston. I think, you know, one of the things that is often lost is that Boston, unfortunately, is one of the most profoundly unequal cities in the country. And my concern is that on issue after issue, whether it's education, policing reform, lack of access to affordable quality housing, good jobs, health care, that there's not enough action to dismantle systems that perpetuate these inequities. And people need to feel not only that the action is happening, but that they can feel that difference in their lives.
Well, in 2017, you endorsed Mayor Walsh when he ran for re-election back then. He hasn't yet announced whether he's going to seek a third term. But are you saying that he has not been active enough as mayor on these issues that you say you care deeply about?
I've always sought to work in partnership with the mayor. I think that's critically important. But in this moment in time when we're talking about inequities, race and racism, this is an opportunity, I think, for new leadership that understands it in a deep way, but most importantly, takes action to eradicate inequities. And I'm all about the action piece, and that's my focus.
As you know, your fellow city councilor, Michelle Wu, announced her candidacy for mayor last week. You're both considered progressives. You're both in your 30s. What makes your campaign, what makes you different from Michelle Wu? Because you know that comparison is going to be made during the campaign as it goes on in the next year.
Yes, it will be. And I'll say my entire life has been defined by the city of Boston. It's where I was born and raised, where I attended 5 excellent Boston public schools, where I started my legal career in Roxbury, where I proudly, of course, have served as the district counselor for Mattapan, Dorchester, Jamaica Plain, and Roslindale, often where I say the inequities are alive and well. And it's also where I started my public service career when I worked as an attorney for Governor Patrick. And where I've suffered tremendous pain and loss. The reason I do this work is after losing my twin brother, Andre, and I asked one question after he passed, which is how do 2 twins born and raised in the city of Boston have such different life outcomes? That's a question that fuels my work. It's a different lived experience, and as a result, I've focused on different issues, including education, racial equity, criminal justice, youth development, and so much more. And I look forward to, of course, introducing myself to voters all across the city of Boston.
I want to be clear on this. Are you saying that Michelle Wu, who moved here from Chicago, doesn't know Boston well enough to be the next mayor of Boston?
I'm making the distinction as to what makes us different, right? I often tell folks if I can't speak to another candidate, but I can only speak about myself. And I'm proudly not only a product of this city, but this is a city that has shaped my entire life. And but for the grace of God and the opportunities this city afforded me, I wouldn't be here.
Boston City Councilor Andrea Campbell, now a candidate for mayor of Boston as of this morning. Thanks for joining us this morning on Morning Edition.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.